I know, listening friend, this isn't our typical "we're glad you're here" opening theme music for Mark and Friends, but indulge me just because we're reveling in the overglow of our grand opening open house. Yes, we're still celebrating and thanking God for the great turnout for our grand opening open house. And let me open up with Psalm 40, verse 5. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you planned for us no one could recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they'd be too many to declare. And that is the case today, tomorrow, Lord willing, now through eternity. In fact, this verse God put on my heart over 20 years ago to launch the Singing Men of GNN, but it's very appropriate for what happened this past Saturday at our grand opening open house. And I wrote some notes down, but there's no way I can fit in all the comments and things that I want to share, the God sightings experienced, the fun, food, fellowship. It was an incredible turnout. We had super volunteers there. So much to share and say, so stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes. And I'm planning on having Jim Gunther, who is Mr. All-Purpose Handyman, who without his help, the celebration and this new studio and office setup at Marketplace Mall would have never happened. But I hope to have him and board member Peggy Meyer in the studio tomorrow to help me continue to share our experience this past Saturday. And I also have an objective with sharing all the various God sightings and the way we all rallied together to put this gathering on, as I hope it'll stir some of you to help out at an area soup kitchen, or for an event for the Pregnancy Resource Center, or for the ministry you have a heart for, certainly in your church. But I hope some of the highlights and the shout-outs will be an encouragement to you to use your gifts, your strengths, your talents, your abilities, your resources to help other ministries that are doing God's work. And so bear with me in my excitement to try to highlight so many different facets of this grand opening. And in fact, I'll read some texts off my phone of those that attended and some of the comments I received. And then we're going to have some giveaways. In fact, all week long, each day we'll be giving out three $25 gift cards, whether it's to Lowe's or Applebee's, Walmart, various restaurants. I have a bunch of them, so every day we'll pick out three names, and these were people that filled out a little entry form and put it in a bucket. And so we'll do that all week long. And in fact, we're going to keep the celebration alive. So if you make it out typically between 10 and 5 p.m. all week long to the new Great News Media Center at Marketplace Mall in Champaign, you all probably have this memorized. I've said it so many times over the air. Between Lens Crafters and, yep, Old Navy, we have our own outdoor private entrance. But if you come any time this week between, say, 10 and 5, we've assembled some additional gift bags to give away, some tasty treats, an invite to our airing of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe by the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, and we have a little microwave popcorn packet for you. So when you listen to this two-hour production, we'll have supplied you with some popcorn to enjoy. So before I read a letter that I sent to the Marketplace Mall staff and their corporate team, I do want to make mention of one of our senior saints that went to be with the Lord much too early. But on Saturday, I attended her celebration of life service. It was Kathleen Marie McGinnis Jennings, a dear, dear friend for over 30 years. I think she joined me on at least, 10 to 15 trips to Israel, maybe more. But on Saturday, we got to share some stories about how well she finished, represented the Lord to so many of us. Some of you heard her voice as I had her on during Mark and Friends, during our It's a Wonderful Life week, where she read some little excerpts of some of the things behind the scenes. She's read scripture over the air, and I've had her and her husband, John, who has served as our radio board chair for a number of years. She helped in so many different ways behind the scenes with the radio ministry, and also her and her husband have been ongoing faithful supporters, I think, for 26-plus years, since even before we went on the air. But we all got to encourage their family and testify to her faithfulness to the Lord and how she modeled Christ to so many of us. And so we thank God for Kathleen Marie McGinnis Jennings, for John and their two surviving children, Anne Marie and Christopher. And so that's how my Saturday began. And then it was over to Marketplace Mall in Champaign to meet up with a dozen or so volunteers to have our doors ready to be opened up from 1 to 4 p.m. And so this will help you know some of the feelings I had and thoughts I had as I sent this to the Marketplace Mall Shopping Center staff and their corporate office to kind of summarize our event and gathering. So here's what I emailed them. Hi, Dennis, Cynthia, and Sammy. And Dennis is the general manager of the mall. Cynthia is in the office there. And Sammy is in the corporate offices, I think, around Indianapolis, Indiana. But I say, hi, Dennis, Cynthia, and Sammy. Our grand opening open house was a tremendous success. All loved it and were very blessed. I'll probably recap some of the celebration on Monday and Tuesday's Mark and Friends program, which you guys are hearing now. So many of our listeners and supporters turned out, and I'm thinking other Singing Men concerts in Dick's Court. I digress here. Dick's Court is a big area in the mall right in front of Dick's Sporting Goods on the east end of the mall. And so they accommodated us by allowing us to set up a bunch of chairs and our sound system, and the Singing Men sang there. Pretty good acoustics. And so I started thinking, you know, we could do this more often. So I go on to say, and I'm thinking other Singing Men concerts in Dick's Court could be planned around Easter, 4th of July, a patriotic concert, at Thanksgiving time, and then our big Christmas concert in the food court. I digress again. We usually have 500 to 1,000 people every December, the Saturday before Christmas, in the Marketplace Mall food court, and I think we had done it 20 or 21 consecutive years until COVID struck a year or two ago, and so hopefully this December we'll return for our big Christmas concert dressed in our tuxedos. But anyways, we're hoping to maybe put on some other concerts in front of Dick's Court. Then I go on to write, FYI, we had a capacity crowd every second from 1 to 4:30. Food, fun, fellowship was enjoyed by all. Lots of God sightings from my perspective, and things flowed really well. We even got to treat many of your security staff to delicious beef brisket and tasty hot dogs from Costco, as we had 50 arriving every half hour. Yeah, thank you, God, for one of our board members, Jim Miller, as he every half hour would zip over there, get another 50, bring them back, bring them to the kitchen. And then Holly had like 6 or 7 volunteers doing all the kitchen work and the preparation and putting everything together. I had 3 different people say these were the best hot dogs they've ever eaten. So, and they were not young bucks. They were senior saints that had eaten a lot of hot dogs over the years, but they were very tasty. My email goes on to say, we had all sorts of desserts, along with giving out gift bags loaded with treats and microwave popcorn packets to encourage people to tune in April for our special broadcasts of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, a retelling of this classic story by the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. I'll be continuing the celebration this week, and so this is a reminder, anytime this week between 10 and 5 p.m., come on in, we'll get you a gift bag, a microwave popcorn packet, some treats you can fill out, a prize drawing card, and still win this week. We'll give away 3 $25 gift cards each morning broadcast, and we'll have some dessert there, and you can then see firsthand what God is doing through our ministry. Oh, so back to what I wrote. I'll be continuing the celebration this week, encouraging people to come out and pick up a gift bag, enjoy a dessert, and see firsthand what God is doing through our ministry. Thanks for working with us on this. We appreciate your extra efforts of cleaning up the outside garden area in front of us and accommodating the singing men in front of Dick's Sporting Goods. God's best to you all. Below are a few photos of the event. And then I sent him a great picture of the singing men of GNN with a big crowd in front of Dick's Sporting Goods, and then a picture of what the east side of our studio looks like with the display cases, with all sorts of fun old-fashioned equipment and radios and other fun broadcasting paraphernalia, along with some of the artwork that we put on the walls, which, by the way, Jim Gunther was there Saturday morning finishing up the artwork. Between Thursday and Friday, I think we put about 15 pieces on the wall, and some of them were pretty big. And so we got that all hung just in time for the grand opening. And then here's another picture of a bunch of people enjoying various conversations all over our studio center and a bunch of food laid out. And then another picture from a different angle with all the gift bags laid out, ministry resources in the corner, and all these great listeners that were in attendance. Okay, so where do I go next?
Hey, Holly?
Well, to make sure that I get it in. Hey, Holly. Okay, so this broadcast is originated in the home studio. And so my wife, Holly, who works so very hard, her and Karen, kudos. I work pretty hard, but they had my head spinning with all the things they were doing. And this took some weeks to prepare and plan and put together. But they helped with the setup, with the cleanup, with the tear down. But I asked Holly, she's a little radio shy, but she's going to hold the bucket. We had a bunch of names on these little slips put in. So shake it up there. Okay, let me pull one out. Or you pull one out. Okay. Tad Jagish from Champaign. Let's see. He gets the Lowe's card, so I have a $25 Lowe's card, a $25 Applebee card, and a $25 Walmart card. And these were at no cost to the radio ministry. In fact, because we use a credit card to pay a lot of our bills, we earn all these points, and then I transfer the points into gift cards. So no ministry resources went towards any of these gift cards. They were all because of our Visa purchases. And then we always pay on time. So to me, it was a no-brainer. Hey, we got to always do this because then we get free things to give away. So Ted Jagish, you're going to get a $25 gift card to Lowe's. Ted was a part of our line, The Witch in the Wardrobe. I think he's the voice of Aslan. He's really good, and he was a part of It's a Wonderful Life. So appreciate him. He's a great mechanic that worked on our truck recently. So, okay, let's pull out another one. Shake that up. Okay, hand me one. There's a bunch of them here. Mary Martin from Covington. Oh, drove all the way in from Covington, Indiana, unless there's a Covington, Illinois. I'm pretty sure it's Covington, Indiana. Yeah, 47932. That's an Indiana zip code. Mary, you're going to get a $25 Applebee gift card, so we'll set that out for her. Okay, one more. And we're going to do this giveaway, three giveaways every day this week as we keep the celebration going. Okay, and the last and final one is Verlin Mankey from Waterloo, Illinois. Verlin and Joyce, oh, let me tell you a little story here, and I've got lots more God sightings to share, but they drove all the way from Waterloo to Springfield and then met up with Bernie Lutchman and his wife, and Bernie is the son-in-law, and Waterloo is about 2 hours south of Springfield. And then drove the another hour and a half to get to our open house. Verlin's married to the beloved Joy. She's our office manager in Springfield. Oh, what a gift from God. But she surprised me, just showed up and said, I just wanted to surprise you and be a part of things. And so Verlin's going to get a $25 gift card to Walmart. And yeah, we appreciate those two. I could tell stories just about Joyce and how she's so gifted. Some of you have heard her voice. Okay, Holly, you can go back upstairs. Holly's working away. We're trying to get things set so I can get into the station today. So I'm there from 10 to 5. If any of you want to show up and see the ministry at work and see all the things that we're doing, Lord willing, Marianne will be in. I'm not sure yet. She's been sick for 2 weeks, but I think she's finally over it. But let's see. I have my little list here. did the shout out already about Jim Gunther. He'll be on tomorrow, but we have a great God honoring board. So Ken Roll, Jim Miller, I mentioned him every half hour picking up the hot dogs, Peggy Meyer, Dr. Scott Klein, and Kurt Bobson. They were all there volunteering, handing out literature, encouraging people. We had so many different people involved in so many different ways. As mentioned, my wife, Holly, our office manager, Karen Harrison, Ron and Sharon Fernald. They've helped and volunteered for, 15, 20 years. Lonnie Medlin, a number of the singing men got there early and assisted in various ways. And then at 3:30, they sang, and that was a wonderful mini concert. I think we ended up doing 7 songs, but that worked out really well. We had 2 volunteers. I don't know their names. I think they were like 3 and 5 years old, handing out candy and our frequency cards. So everyone got 1 or 2 of our 19 frequencies and a map so they can hand it out or have it in their vehicle as they travel to know what frequency to tune in. But it was like you couldn't refuse these 2 little sweet faces that came up and held it out for you to take it from them. It was so exciting to see so many of the singing men in attendance, cast members from the theater troupe, our English conversation teachers, and many of the students showed up. We had a number of international students there. We had pilgrims from our many trips to Israel, so it was like a little reunion to talk with so many of them. Young ones from our children's choir, which we hope will be relaunched in the coming month or two. We even had Tim Stevens from K.K. Stevens Publishing all the way from Astoria. So he had about a 2.5-hour drive, and they're the publishers of our Prime Lifetimes publication. And so we had a really nice plant floral arrangement gifted to us, so we had that out. A shout-out to the Costco team that helped us. And the Hickory River Beef Brisket Barbecue. Oh, that was my favorite. Was such a tasty treat. I'll share a little more tomorrow about what we did with the leftovers and the ministry that took place because of having some additional food to hand out. And I had some fun as I was walking out the door and I saw people going into Lens Crafters or Old Navy. I'd say, hey, are you hungry? Do you want a hot dog? We just had our event. These are leftover. I'm going to be taking them to a couple places. And, there were some punk rockers that were like, what? I said, yeah, that's our Great News Media location. We just had an event. I'm pretty certain they weren't listeners to our broadcast, but they were very encouraged and said, thanks, man, you're cool. And so I'll share some more of the ways that I think God used our ministry in this event in a variety of people's lives. But it was just so great to meet up with so many of you and hear your stories and share how the radio ministry has touched your lives. A number of you filled out little cards that stated some of the things you appreciate about the ministry. And I think tomorrow maybe I'll share some of the various texts. I probably got about 30 or 40 different texts from people that attended and loved it. All to say that thank you for being a supporter, a prayer warrior, a volunteer, a helper for this radio ministry that does more than just broadcasts. We have our Prime Lifetimes publication, and we take trips, and we have our singing men and children's choir and the theater troupe. And as an FYI, Springfield listeners and those of you tuned into the WLUJ family of stations, on May 28th, we're planning a special open house at our WLUJ studios, and I'll say more about that in the coming days. Joyce Mankey right away got on it. Hey, we need to get gifts and we need to get this dialed up for all the WLUJ family of stations listeners. So that's in the works. We appreciate your prayers, your support, your involvement. We think our best days are ahead as God continues to emphasize we're to educate, edify, and evangelize in all that we do. And I think as we hold to that as our goal, lifting high the name of Jesus, praying that seekers will come to know him as Lord and Savior, and so many of you that already follow him will continue to grow, taking steps forward on your faith journey and finishing well, that God will continue to bless our efforts. And I really think the best days are ahead of us as we have the privilege and opportunity to proclaim Jesus. So thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. Thanks for allowing me to talk for like 23 minutes straight. And we'll have two special guests tomorrow to share a little more of some of the God sightings and what God is doing through this radio ministry. And remember, as mentioned, if you stop by the Great News Media Studio between 10 and 5 p.m. most days this week, you can pick up a gift bag, some ministry resources, desserts and treats, see the ministry at work, maybe even record a radio announcement. And if you're a man and love to sing, the Singing Men have a rehearsal tonight at 7 p.m. So we're excited about how God will use that men's group in the coming days. And also, you can fill out a prize drawing card, and we'll give out three $25 gift cards each day the rest of this week during Mark and Friends. So I hope you'll come visit and say hi to our new studios at Marketplace Mall in Champaign, right between Lens Crafters and Old Navy. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
How can I say thanks for all the things that you've done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love to me. And the voices of a million angels did not